Audio file lesson 33, David and Jonathan. The message: God blesses and protects his own in difficult circumstances. The Bible text is 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 1 to 8, then chapter 19 verse 1 to 10. And then we continue to chapter 20 verse 1 to 41. The story: after his fight with Goliath, David lived with King Saul, who was Jonathan's father. Jonathan and David became good friends. There was peace in the land for a while. Jonathan should have been the next king because he was the king's son. However, God chose David to inherit the throne. Jonathan was not at all jealous or envious. David was his friend, and he loved him. The peace in Israel did not last very long, and soon there was war once more. Their old enemies, the Philistines, had invaded the country. With God's help, David was victorious once more. Joyfully, the army returned home. The women sang, "Saul has slain thousands, but David, tens of thousands." On hearing this, Saul became very angry and jealous of David. He said, "They praise David more than me. Soon the people will choose David to be their king." One day Saul was uneasy. David played melodies with his harp to calm the king. Suddenly, Saul grabbed his spear and threw it at David. And now, fortunately, the spear missed David. This happened on two occasions, but David managed to jump out of the way each time. Jonathan warned his friend, "Hide until morning. I'll speak to my father and tell you what he plans to do to you." Jonathan talked to his father. "David has always fought well for you. He killed the giant Goliath. He has never once done anything against you. Why do you want to kill someone who has not done anything wrong?" Saul promised he would not kill David. Unfortunately, it was not long before Saul forgot his promise and again threw a spear at David. Again, David managed to jump out of the way. That night, David fled. Now, suggestions for the teacher: lead in. Show the picture to the children. Then discuss with them what they see. Afterwards, ask what they may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Provide this guy's fancy dress and additional materials like instruments, spear, crown, etc. Now, discuss with the children. How does Saul feel when everyone praises David? Suggested answer is, he becomes envious. What does God do to protect David from Saul? Suggested answer, Jonathan stands up for David. In real life application, have you ever been in a situation where someone kept you from being hurt? Suggested answer, you were not careful before you crossed the streets. A friend held you back while a car you did not see drove by. Now, repeat the message. God blesses and protects his own in difficult circumstances.